Your good health, with thanks to HealthWorks Medical Centres in Bendigo, Alan Beaumont Hall.
By combining data on individuals' lifetime sun exposure and their genetics, researchers can generate improved predictions of their risk of skin cancer. Researchers analysed the data to identify correlations between previously known and potentially novel skin cancer risk factors and the occurrence of three forms of skin cancer: melanoma, basal cell carcinoma, and squamous cell carcinoma. Past studies have found that exposure to ultraviolet light increases skin cancer risk, as do other environmental factors such as living in a sunnier climate or at a higher altitude, and personal factors such as lighter skin pigmentation, higher numbers of moles on the skin, and a family history of skin cancer. They found that while each single factor was not particularly significant on its own, multiple factors could be combined into statistical models that were more informative. The best performing models incorporated a genetic risk score composed of data on up to 50 genetic variants, along with survey data on family history, skin pigmentation and sensitivity, numbers of moles, estimated current sun exposure, sunbathing frequency before the age of 30, and body mass index. The new models achieved a high predictive accuracy. Although the three skin cancers have different physiology, models did not find fundamental differences between their three cancer types. Measuring lifetime exposure is generally challenging. It is particularly hard to capture sun exposure when in life it happened. This is Alan Beaumont Hall for HealthWorks and the community, and we'll talk again next week.
For HealthWorks Medical Centres Bendigo, Gold, Central Victoria's Your Good Health, 9:30 every Wednesday morning and online anytime at goldcentralvictoria.com.au.